Okay, listen. What? I'm getting really sick and tired of losing my tool to you, okay?
What are you talking to me for?
Who else has access to my toolbox?
You never lock them.
I shouldn't have to lock them.
Hey, break it up. Get back. What is this? You two clowns keep this up, and you'll both be fired by the end of the day. Now get back to work. I'll be watching.
How do you, as a frontline leader, cool people down when they're having an emotional or heated argument? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And one of the things that frontline leaders especially struggle with is, what do you do when two employees or team members are having an emotional or heated argument with one another? Now, in a hot work environment where people are working long hours and doing strenuous work, it can wear on people, and that stress combined with things that might be happening outside of work can get the better of people, and they might sort of set each other off or trigger each other into some sort of an argument. The actual thing that they're arguing about might not be that important, but they get really, really upset. And of course, that's even more evident to you as a leader when you sort of see the emotional reaction, which has very little to do with the actual underlying issue. They have just kind of spun out of control. So I want to talk about how you regain control of that situation and then, of course, help, you know, rectify it or provide a solution. Now remember, when you look at logic or emotion, which one is actually stronger? I'll tell you what, logic always will be subservient to emotion. Emotion trumps logic every time. So when people are emotional, you can't really use a lot of logic because it just won't have that impact on them. So first thing is, when somebody is upset, and let's assume that you take the two people that are arguing and you separate them for a moment. And when you separate them, though, they might still be hot at the time that you separate them. So if they decide to rant, and you know what a rant is, it goes on and on and on and on, and you're gonna be like, I did this, and all, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, the key to a rant is if you're interrupted, the rant will continue many, many times longer than if you just let the person rant it out. Normally, most people can't rant for more than 2 to 3 minutes. So once you let them kind of get it off their chest, you'll find that they take a breath, they pause, or if they won't, if they keep going on and on and on, one of the techniques you can use is simply to use their first name 3 times. Joe, Joe, Joe. And eventually on the 3rd time, they go, what? And then you say, well, now that I've got your attention, here's what I hear you telling me. So then you do a recap of what they said. It sounds like what happened was so-and-so went into your toolbox and took some of the tools out of it, and you know, you didn't like that. You think that they do that all the time. They did it to get you. And then you're looking for that person to go, yeah, that's right. You know, that guy doesn't care about me. He just takes the stuff and uses it whenever he wants. And so at least by empathizing with him and reflecting back what he told you, you're going to allow him to see that you were listening. Now then, you could say, hey, do you mind if I offer you a suggestion or a solution that might help solve this in the future? Or what do you think would work to solve this in the future? Now be careful, because he's initially probably going to say, well, if Joe wasn't such a jerk, you know, then everything would be fine. But you want him to be thinking about, hey, what, you know, I can't affect how Joe is as a person. Let's talk about what we can do to make this situation better. Now remember, as a leader, you want to watch that you don't agree to a solution that you really can't support. So if he says, well, I just never want to work with Joe on the same shift, that's not something you want to agree with, because that'll affect your scheduling and your flexibility. So you suggest some solutions. You might have the same conversation, by the way, with Joe, and Joe might be all emotional and upset, and you let Joe rant a bit, and then you kind of get his attention, you reflect back what he told you, and you try to get them to come together with some agreement as to how they're going to get along. Remember, they don't have to be best friends, they don't have to love one another, they just have to look out for one another in terms of safety and making sure that they're collaborative as a team. So once you get their commitment to do the behavior change, then of course, you know, things should get better. But conflict doesn't always go from extreme to zero. Sometimes there could be little outbursts that happen on an ongoing basis. So don't view it as a one and done scenario. Just kind of observe what's going on, make sure that they're getting along better, and if they flare up again, you'll probably have to take them aside. You might even have to lay out some consequences that if it continues in the future, it could result in disciplinary action. Handling conflict is perhaps one of the most difficult things a frontline leader needs to do. So once you've learned how to do that a little bit better, you might decide, hey, I need to work on some of my other leadership skills. And of course, you can do that by taking part in one of our training programs or having us on site for some training, or maybe you just need to access more blog posts or videos that we have or some of the resources available on our website. No matter what, you can always reach out to us at uniquedevelopment.com or connect with us on one of the many social media platforms that we're active on. Certainly on Facebook, you can connect with us at Frontline Leader. I'm Greg Schinkel, and thanks for watching this episode. If I can be of any other assistance, make sure you contact me and we'll have a conversation.